Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled, What's on the Menu?
A reading from the Gospel according to John. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day, for my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. It's extraordinary how much there is about eating and about food, usually bread but fish as well, in the Gospel passages over the past 3 weeks. Three times in the octave of Easter, last Friday, and every single day from last Sunday to today, we've heard about the bread of life, the food that doesn't perish. Well, we need food, it's essential to our survival, but Jesus is obviously offering another kind of food for another kind of survival. Look how he focuses in today's gospel on the relationship between what he calls this bread, the Eucharist, and eternal life. The one who eats this bread will live forever. Just the other day, there was an exchange on one of the social networks between a layman who was perplexed by the roast fish that Jesus ate after his resurrection and a Dominican friar who was helping his person to understand what was going on. The question was, if he could walk through walls, then why did he need fish? Well, the answer obviously is he didn't need his meal of roast fish in order to survive. It's not a question of physical nourishment in the sense that we usually think of eating. Look, I love roast fish, but if you give me a helping and I eat it, it won't prove anything very remarkable about you or about me. It's different with Jesus. He ate that fish to prove that he wasn't a ghost. And whether it went into some sort of digestive system is beside the point. He was showing the disciples that he was not a ghost. That the resurrection was a physical fact. What he says about eating and drinking here in this gospel passage is on a different level. As he so often does, he's talking in metaphor. He's not recommending cannibalism, he's reminding us of the supreme mystery of our faith, that the bread and wine on the altar at Mass really are Jesus himself, that we are privileged almost beyond imagining by being invited to join the disciples at table in social and spiritual communion. Just a few lines later, in this same chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus says to the disciples, It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. one of the proclamations of the mystery of faith, and we do well to remember that it is a mystery, one of these proclamations says, when we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. We eat the bread of the Eucharist not to nourish our bodies, but to proclaim that Jesus has died in the certain knowledge that he will come again. And that's what's on the menu.